minute. All
Let's go to school.
I just want to sing. I just want to sing. Of course, I don't know if you can get teenagers to start singing these songs. Round and round, round and round. And we're not going to put Superintendent Tom Jama on the spot, but I'm sure he's hummed this song every once in a while.
Oh, I've hummed it many times, especially when I taught kindergarten. I used to sing that with the kids each and every day.
Is your favorite part the windshield wipers going?
The windshield wipers go wish. Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Well, we're talking about school buses, but our buses actually for Elyria High students. Talk about this opportunity that's come about.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure to talk with you and get my message out there to the greater community of Elyria and Lorain County. So thank you. Yeah, we are very excited. We will be implementing high school transportation for the first time in I don't know how many years, to be honest with you. And what we'll be doing is it's going to start on September 12th. And the bus garage has put out a bunch of information to parents. And, in fact, today is one of the pickup days as well as the 25th. Parents or family members or custodians who would like to have their child ride a bus from 9th grade through 12th grade need to go to the bus garage at 42242 Albrecht Road in Elyria, pick up an application, get everything filled out, and then get it back to them by the 26th or the 27th. Once the students have all their information turned in, the bus garage will be mailing them information on where to get the bus and all the information needed to get on the bus. The big thing is they're only going to take the first 550 students at this point. This is something brand new. It's actually being provided by First Student. This is not a Elyria School District initiative. This is a First Student initiative. But First Student, listen to us. Over the last year, I've had 50 to 60 community sessions. And a few things that I heard were, one, we need help with our kids getting to school and from school. And two, we need help with our students before and after school with some form of child care. So we are listening to what the community is saying, and we extended our transportation for kids who are in kindergarten through eighth grade. Last year, we were at 2.0 miles at this time. This year, at 1.25 miles. So we're actually allowing approximately 750 additional kids as of today to ride the bus than were permitted a year ago. So we're listening to the community, listening to the parents, and we're trying to help them out as much as we can.
Tom, it's my understanding these are for rides to school only?
That is correct. It is just transportation to school. It is not a return trip home at the end of the day. And there will be six pickup locations. They'll be stationed throughout the city. Students, depending on where you live, Westwood Middle School will be a pickup location. Oakwood Elementary School will be a pickup location. The soccer field on Abbey Road will be a pickup location. Ely Elementary School will be a pickup location. McKinley Elementary School will be a pickup location. And Prospect Elementary School. So what we try to do is get all where the elementary buildings are located throughout the community except for the soccer field. Try to get a bus somewhere that is centrally located for students who attended that elementary school to get a ride. But again, it's for the first 550 students. So parents, I urge you to please get out to the bus garage during the times and get that application picked up. There is a one-time fee, and we try to keep it very reasonable for the community. It's $35, the one-time fee, and that is for the entire school year, the remainder of the school year.
And my quick math, we were talking about math earlier. If you go with what, 150 school days, 170, 180, what do you have? It seems to be like about 20 cents a trip.
That is absolutely correct. We try to keep it very reasonable for our parents and our community. We want it to be a very successful addition to the Elyria City Schools. No one's trying to make money off this endeavor. All we're trying to do is break even and getting our kids to school, because we believe if they are in school, they're going to be successful, they're going to do well, and they're going to graduate eventually.
What kind of impact does this have on your traffic and the amount of vehicles you may see at the high school?
I think it's going to be absolutely reduced traffic. What I have seen and heard from the elementary buildings, just to correlate it, last year when we were at the 2-mile radius, we had a lot of traffic jams at each of our elementary and middle schools in the morning and at pickup. By adding all those additional students from the 2-mile radius to the 1.25-mile radius, we've reduced our car traffic in the parking lots considerably. And I could see this having a big impact on the high school as well. As you know, ninth graders and some 10th graders don't have the opportunity to drive yet. They just don't have a driver's license. So this will cut down on the traffic getting to the getting into the high school first thing in the morning. So we're really excited about this. We hope it's going to be a huge plus to the high school, a huge plus to our community. I've spoken to, over the weekend, I spoke to, once it hit the newspapers on Saturday, I spoke to a lot of parents, spoke to a lot of community members. I did two forums on Saturday about the master plan. And parents were absolutely just so happy and excited that there is going to finally be some form of transportation for the high school students. And the big thing is with the end of the day or the end of the day, that's always not the issue. A lot of the kids are involved in some sort of sports or activity or play or music practice at the end of the day. The biggest dilemma is getting the kids to school in the morning.
And, of course, that takes a less of burden off the family and logistically, especially if they have kids in multiple grades and a new one into high school, they wonder how is that one going to get
Absolutely.
Into the routine. Right.
And the big thing is we want the community to know that they are talking and we are listening. And, you know, when they tell us they have problems, I don't always say I'm going to have 100% of the answer, but if there's anything we can do as a school district to meet the parents and the community's needs, we're going to give it our best shot. And hopefully with this new program in place, it's going to be a huge success.
You mentioned those community forums and the feedback you get from
Yes.
parents and residents. Do you have any more forums coming up?
Glad you asked that. We have our final forum tonight for the master plan. It is going to be held at Eastern Heights Middle School at 6 p.m. So please, if you would like to hear more information about the master plan, the building of the new schools in grades pre-K through grade 8, and the new plan to construct a new multi-sports complex out at Ely Stadium, please stop by tonight, hear the presentation. If you have any questions, please please make sure you ask them. And again, I'm going to be on the road again out in the community over the next 2 to 3 months doing coffees with JAMA and Javas with JAMA and community forums and things of that nature. So, again, I'll be out there a lot to do a lot of talking about the bond issue.
No pajamas with JAMA? I'm looking for
No, we don't do the pajamas with JAMA. Yeah. That left a long time ago.
No sleepovers.
No sleepovers.
Yeah. Speaking of sleep, kids are done sleeping in. They've been at school for about almost a week now. How are things going for this?
I'll tell you what, it's been it's been amazing. Last week, I had the opportunity to get out to each and every one of the buildings. I went into a couple buildings even yesterday as well. That's what I love to do is just get out there, talk to the kids, talk to the staff. Of course, it was hot on a couple days. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it wasn't hot in some of the classrooms. But our teachers are remarkable. They are top-notch. They are absolutely exceptional individuals, exceptional people. And they're making the best of it with our students. And the students were engaged. They were having a blast. I did not have one class that told me they weren't happy to be back. So that's always a good thing to hear.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time this morning. Again, if people want to get this information about the bus passes, where's a good place to get that?
It's at the bus garage at 42242 Albrecht Road in Elyria. Today is a pickup day, and the 25th is a pickup day. So if you want to get the bus, please make sure you go out there and get this information. And again, it is only $35 for the remainder of the school year.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time, Tom.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day, you guys.
Thanks, you too. Tom John, superintendent of Elyria Schools, joining us this morning on WEOL.